King of Denmark has died mysteriously. His brother, Claudius, has seized the throne from Hamlet, the rightful heir, and married the widowed queen, Gertrude.
Yet of Hamlet, our dear brother's death, the memory be green. Yet so far hath discretion fought with nature that we with wisest sorrow think on him, together with remembrance of ourselves. Therefore, our sometime sister, now our queen, have we as 'twere with a defeated joy taken to wife. Nor have we here in Bard your better wisdoms, which have freely gone with this affair along. For all, our thanks. But now, my cousin Hamlet and my son,
a little more than kin, and less than kind.
How is it that the clouds still hang on you?
Not so, my lord. I am too much of the sun.
Good Hamlet, cast thy nighted colour off, and let thine eye look like a friend on Denmark. Do not forever with thy veiled lids seek for thy noble father in the dust. Thou know'st 'tis common all that lives must die, passing through nature to eternity.
Aye, madam. It is common.
If it be, why seems it so particular with thee?
Seems? Madam, nay, 'tis. I know not seems. 'Tis not alone my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black, together with all forms, moods, shapes of grief that can denote me truly. These indeed seem, for they are actions that a man might play. But I have that within which passeth show. These but the trappings and the suits of woe.
'Tis sweet and commendable in your nature, Hamlet, to give these mourning duties to your father. But to persever in obstinate condolement is a course of impious stubbornness. 'Tis unmanly grief. We pray you throw to earth this unprevailing woe and think of us as of a father. For let the world take note, you are the most immediate to our throne, and with no less nobility of love than that which dearest father bears his son do I impart toward you. For your intent in going back to school in Wittenberg, it is most retrograde to our desire, and we beseech you, bend you to remain here in the cheer and comfort of our eye, our chiefest courtier, cousin, and our son.
Let not thy mother lose her prayers, Hamlet. I pray thee, stay with us. Go not to Wittenberg.
I shall in all my best obey you, madam.
Why, it is a loving and a fair reply. Be as ourself in Denmark. Madam, come.
Oh, that this too sullied flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a dew. Or that the everlasting had not fixed his cannon against self-slaughter. Oh, God! God! How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fie on it, fie. 'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely. That it should come to this. But 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satyr. So loving to my mother that he might not beteem the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember? Frailty, thy name is woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body, like Niobe, all tears. Why, she, even she, oh, God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer, married with my uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I to Hercules. Oh, most wicked speed, to post with dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
Hail to your lordship.
Horatio, or I do forget myself. And what make you from Wittenberg, Horatio? I'm Marcellus.
My good lord.
Very glad to see you. Bernardo?
My lord.
But what is your affair in Elsinore?
My lord, I came to see your father's funeral.
Prithee, do not mock me, fellow student. I think it was to see my mother's wedding.
Indeed, my lord, it followed hard upon.
Thrift, thrift, Horatio. The funeral baked meats did coldly furnish forth the marriage tables. Would I had met my dearest foe in heaven, or ever I had seen that day, Horatio. My father, methinks I see my father.
Where, my lord?
In my mind's eye, Horatio.
I saw him once. He was a goodly king.
He was a man. Take him for all in all, I shall not look upon his like again.
My lord, I think I saw him yesternight.
Saw? Who?
My lord, the king, your father.
For God's love, let me hear.
2 nights together had these gentlemen, Marcellus and Bernardo, on their watch been thus encountered. A figure like your father, armed at point exactly cap a pie, appears before them, and with solemn march goes slow and stately by them. This to me in dreadful secrecy in part they did, and I with them the third night kept the watch. Whereas they had delivered, the apparition comes. I knew your father. These hands are not more like.
But where was this?
My lord, upon the platform where we watched.
Did you not speak to it?
My lord, I did, but answer made it none.
Tis very strange. Hold you the watch tonight?
I do, my lord.
Armed, say you?
Armed, my lord.
From top to toe?
My lord, from head to foot.
I will watch tonight. Perchance 'twill walk again.
I warrant it will.
If it assume my noble father's person, I'll speak to it, though hell itself should gape and bid me hold my peace. So, fare you well. Upon the platform, twixt 11 and 12. The air bites shrewdly. It is very cold.
It is a nipping and an eager air.
What hour now?
I think it lacks of 12.
No, it is struck.
Indeed, I heard it not. It then draws near the season wherein the spirit held is wont to walk.
Look, my lord, it comes.
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us. Be thou a spirit of health or goblin damned. Bring with thee airs from heaven or blasts from hell. Be thy intents wicked or charitable, thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak to thee. I'll call thee Hamlet, King, Father, the royal Dane. Oh, answer me!
It beckons you to go away with it, as if it's an impartment, a desire to you alone.
It will not speak. Then I will follow it.
Do not, my lord.
Why, what should be the fear? I do not set my life at a pin's fee. And for my soul, what can I do to that, being a thing immortal as itself? It waves me forth again. I'll follow it.
You shall not go, my lord.
Hold off your hands.
He ruled, you shall not go.
My fate cries out, makes each petty artery in this body as hardy as the Nemean lion's nerve. Still am I called. Unhand me, gentlemen. By heaven, I'll make a ghost of him that lets me. I say away. Go on. I'll follow thee.
He waxes desperate with imagination.
Let's follow. It is not fit thus to obey him.
Have after. To what issue will this come?
Something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Heaven will direct it. Nay, let's follow him.
Whither wilt thou lead me? Speak. I go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour is almost come when I to sulphurous and tormenting flames must render up myself.
Alas, poor ghost.
Pity me not, but lend thy serious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak.
I am bound to hear.
So art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear.
What?
I am thy father's spirit. Doomed for a certain term to walk the night, and for the day, confined to fast in fires, till the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. List, list, oh list, if thou didst ever thy dear father love.
Oh God!
Revenge is foul and most unnatural murder.
Murder.
Most foul, as in the best it is. But this most foul, strange and unnatural.
Haste me to know it, that I may sweep to my revenge.
Now, Hamlet, hear. It is given out that sleeping in my orchard a serpent stung me. But know, thou noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life, now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul! My uncle!
Aye, that incestuous, that adulterate beast, won to his shameful lust the will of my most seeming virtuous queen. But soft, methinks I scent the morning air. Brief let me be. Sleeping within my orchard, my custom always of the afternoon, upon my secure hour thy uncle stole, with juice of cursed Hebanon in a phial, and in the porches of my ears did pour the leprous distillment. Thus was I, sleeping, by a brother's hand, of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched. No reckoning made, but sent to my account with all my imperfections on my head.
Oh, horrible! Oh,
horrible! If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not. Let not the royal bed of Denmark be a couch for luxury and damned incest. But howsoever thou pursuest this act, taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Leave her to heaven, and to those thorns that in her bosom lodge, to prick and sting her. Fare thee well at once. Adieu! 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 Remember me!
Remember thee? Aye, thou poor ghost, while memory holds a seat in this distracted globe. Remember thee? Yea, from the table of my memory I'll wipe away all trivial fond records, and thy commandments all alone shall live within the book and volume of my brain, unmixed with baser matter. Yes, by heaven! Oh, most pernicious woman! Oh, villain! Villain! Smiling! Damned villain! Meet it as I set it down, that one may smile and smile and be a villain. At least I'm sure it may be so in Denmark. So, uncle, there you are.
My lord! My lord!
Lord Hamlet!
What news, my lord?
Never make known what you have seen tonight.
My lord, we will not.
Nay, but swear it.
In faith, my lord, not I.
Nor I, my lord, in faith.
Upon my sword.
We have sworn, my lord, already.
Indeed, upon my sword, indeed. Well. Rest. Rest. Perturbed spirit.
Oh, day and night, but this is wondrous strange.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. But come, the time is out of joint.
Oh, cursed spite, that ever I was born to set it right.
Polonius, the king's counselor, has a son, Laertes, and a daughter, Ophelia. Laertes is leaving for France.
Yet here, Laertes? Aboard, aboard, for shame. Bear my blessing with thee. And these few precepts in thy memory, look thou, character. Give thy thoughts no tongue, nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar.
Give every man thine ear, but few thy voice. Take each man's censure, but reserve thy judgment. Costly thy habit as thy purse can buy, but not expressed in fancy, rich, not gaudy, for the apparel oft proclaims the man. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. This, above all, to thine own self be true. And it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Farewell. My blessing season this in thee.
Over! Cast off for earth!
Meanwhile, Ophelia is distraught at Hamlet's strange behavior, and Polonius hastens to inform the king and queen.
My liege and madam, to expostulate what majesty should be, what duty is, why day is day, night night, and time time, were nothing but to waste night, day, and time. Therefore, since brevity is the soul of wit, I will be brief. Your noble son is mad. Mad, let us grant him then. And now remains that we find out the cause of this effect. Perpend, I have a daughter who in her duty and obedience mark hath given me this. Now gather and surmise. To the celestial and my soul's idol, the most beautified Ophelia.
Came this from Hamlet to her?
Good madam, stay a while. I will be faithful. Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love.
But how hath she received his love?
What do you think of me? I went round to work, and my young mistress thus I did bespeak, that she should lock herself from his resort, admit no messengers, receive no tokens. Which done, she took the fruits of my advice, and he repelled, a short tale to make, fell into a sadness, then to a fast, thence to a lightness, and by this declension into the madness wherein now he raves and all we mourn for.
Do you think this?
It may be, very like.
How am I try it further?
You know he sometimes walks for hours together here in the lobby.
So he does indeed.
At such a time I'll loose my daughter to him. Be you and I behind an arras then. Mark the encounter. If he love her not, and be not from his reason fallen thereon, let me be no assistant for a state, but keep a farm and carters.
We will try it.
But look where sadly the poor wretch comes reading.
Sweet Gertrude, leave us too, that he is to her by accident may hear affront Ophelia.
I shall obey you.
Ophelia, walk you here. Read on this book, that show of such an exercise may color your loneliness. Gracious, so please you, we will bestow ourselves.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and, by opposing, end them. To die. To sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep. A chance to dream. Ah, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. Must give us pause. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life but the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne
no traveler returns. Puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and moment, with this regard, their currents turn awry, and lose the name of action. Soft, Juno, the fair Ophelia, nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Good my lord, how does your honor for this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well, well, well.
My lord?
Huh?
I have remembrances of yours that I have longed, long to re-deliver. I pray you now receive them.
No, not I. I never gave you aught.
My honored lord, you know right well you did. And with them words of so sweet breath composed as made these things more rich. Their perfume lost, take these again. For to the noble mind, rich gifts wax poor when givers prove unkind. There, my lord.
Are you honest?
My lord?
Are you fair?
What means your lordship?
I did love you once.
Indeed, my lord, you made me believe so.
You should not have believed me. I loved you not.
I was the more deceived.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why wouldst thou be a breeder of sinners? We're arrant knaves, believe none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery.
Help him, you sweet heavens.
If thou dost marry, I'll give thee this plague for thy dowry. Be thou as chaste as ice, as pure as snow, thou shalt not escape calumny. Get thee to a nunnery, farewell. Or if thou would need marry, marry a fool. For wise men know well enough what monsters you make of them. To a nunnery go, and quickly too, farewell.
Heavenly powers, restore him.
Go to, and no more on it. This has made me mad. I say we will have no more marriages. Those that are married already, all but one, shall live. The rest shall keep as they are. To a land. Come.
Noble mind is here o'erthrown. The expectancy and rose of the fair state, the glass of fashion and the mold of form, the observed of all observers, quite downed. And I, of ladies most deject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music vows, now see that noble and most sovereign reason blasted with ecstasy. Oh, woe is me to have seen what I have seen. See what I see?
The players have arrived, my Lord Hamlet.
What players are they?
Even those who are wont to take such delight in, the tragedians of the city.
Ah. He that plays the king shall be welcome. His majesty shall have tribute of me. You are welcome, masters. Welcome all. Dost thou hear me, old friend? Can you play The Murder of Gonzago?
Aye, my lord.
We'll have it tomorrow night. You could, for a need, study a speech of some dozen or 16 lines, which I would set down and insert in it. Could you not?
Aye, my lord.
Very well. Follow that lord, and look you, mock him not. I have heard that guilty creatures sitting at a play have, by the very cunning of the scene, been struck so to the soul that presently they have proclaimed their malefactions. For murder, though it have no tongue, will speak with most miraculous organ. I'll have these players play something like the murder of my father before mine uncle. I'll observe his looks. I'll tempt him to the quick. If he do blench, I know my cause. The spirit that I have seen may be a devil, and the devil hath power to assume a pleasing shape. Yea, and perhaps out of my weakness and my melancholy, as he is very potent with such spirits, abuses me to damn me. I'll have grounds more relative than this. The play is the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king. Speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. For if you mouth it, as many of your players do, I would as lief the town crier spoke my lines. Nor do not saw the air too much with your hand, verse, but use all gently. For in the very torrent, tempest, and, as I may say, whirlwind of your passion, you must acquire and beget a temperance that may give it smoothness.
I warrant your honor.
Be not too tame, neither. Suit the action to the word to the action, with a special observance that you o'erstep not the modesty of nature. For anything so overdone is from the purpose of playing, whose end is to hold, as 'twere, the mirror up to nature. And let those who play your clowns speak no more than is set down for them. Go, make you ready.
And for our tragedy, here stooping to your clemency, we beg your hearing patiently.
Faith, I must leave thee, love, and shortly too. My operant powers their functions leave to do. And thou shalt live in this fair world behind, honored, beloved, and haply, one as kind for husband shall...
Oh, confound the rest! Such love must needs be treason in my breast. In second husband let me be accursed. None wed the second but who killed the first.
Wormwood, Wormwood.
The second time I kill my husband dead, when second husband kisses me in bed.
I do believe you think what now you speak, but what we do determine, oft we break.
Both here and hence pursue me lasting strife. If once a widow, ever I be wife.
Ah, 'tis deeply sworn. Sweet, leave me here a while. My spirits grow dull, and fain I would beguile the tedious day with sleep.
Sleep, rock thy brain, and never come mischance between us twain.
Madam, how like you the play?
The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Oh, but she'll keep her word.
Have you heard the argument? Is there no offense in't?
No, no, they do but jest. Poison in jest. No offense in the world. 'Tis a knavish piece of work, but what of that? Your majesty and we that have free souls, it touches us not. This is one Lucianus, nephew to the king.
Thou mixture rank of midnight weeds collected, with Hecate's ban thrice blasted, thrice infected, thy natural magic and dire property, unwholesome life usurp immediately.
He poisons him in the garden for his estate. You shall see anon how the murderer gets the love of Gonzago's wife.
King rises.
What? Frighted with false fire?
Oh, fairs, my lord.
Give all the play. Give me some light. Away!
Light!
Light!
Why let the stricken deer go weep, the heart on galled play? For some must watch while some must sleep. Thus runs the world away. Oh, good Horatio, I'll take the ghost's word for £1,000. Didst perceive?
Very well, madam.
Upon the talk of the poisoning.
I did very well note him.
My lord, the queen will speak with you,
and presently. I will come. By and by.
I will say so.
And by is easily said. Leave me, Horatio. It is now the very witching time of night when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. How could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on? Soft. Now to my mother.
On his way, Hamlet passes the chapel and sees the king praying.
How might I do it, Pat? Now he is praying. And now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven. And so am I revenged. This would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Ah, no. Up, sword, and know thou a more horrid hint. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, at game, swearing, or about some act that has no relish of salvation in it, then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned and black as hell whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic but prolongs thy sickly days.
He will come straight. Look you lay home to him. Tell him his pranks have been too broad to bear with, and that your grace hath screened and stood betwixt much heat and him. And behind the arras I'll convey myself to hear the process. Pray you be round with him.
I warrant you, fear me not.
Mother! Mother!
Withdraw, I hear him coming.
Now, mother, what's the matter?
Hamlet, thou hast thy father much offended.
Mother, you have my father much offended.
Come, come, you answer with an idle tongue.
Go, go, you question with a wicked tongue.
Why, how now, Hamlet?
What's the matter now?
Have you forgotten me?
No, by the rood, not so. You are the queen, your husband's brother's wife, and would it were not so. You are my mother.
Nay, then, I'll set those to you that can speak.
Come, come, and sit you down. You shall not budge. You go not till I set you up a glass where you may see the inmost part of you.
What wilt thou do? Thou wilt not murder me. Help! Oh!
What, no, help, help!
Rat.
Dead! What a god! Dead!
What hast thou done?
Hey, High Mama! Is it the king?
Oh, what a rash and bloody deed is this!
A bloody deed! Almost as bad, good mother, as kill a king and marry with his brother.
As king?
Aye, lady. 'Twas my word. Ah! Polonius! Oh, thou wretched, rash, intruding fool! Farewell. I took thee for thy better.
Oh.
Leave wringing of your hands. Please, sit you down and let me wring your heart.
What have I done that thou darest wag thy tongue in noise so rude against me?
Such an act that blurs the grace and blush of modesty, calls virtue hypocrite, takes off the rose from the fair forehead of an innocent love, and sets a blister there, makes marriage vows as false as dicer's oaths.
I mean, what act that roars so loud and thunders in the index?
Look, here, upon this picture, and on this, the counterfeit presentment of two brothers. See
What a grace was seated on this brow. Hyperion's curls, the front of Jove himself, an eye like Mars to threaten and command, a station like the herald Mercury, new lighted on a heaven-kissing hill, a combination and a form indeed, where every god did seem to set his seal to give the world assurance of a man. This was your husband. Look you now what follows. Here is your husband, like a mildewed ear, blasting his wholesome brother. Ah, have you eyes? You cannot call it love, for at your age, the heyday in the blood, it's tame, it's humble, and waits upon the judgment. And what judgment would step from this to this?
Oh, Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turn'st my very eyes into my soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their tinct. Oh, speak to me no more. No more, sweet Hamlet.
A murderer and a villain. A slave that is not 20th part the tithe of your precedent lord. A vice of kings. A cutpurse of the empire and the rule. That from the shelf the precious diadem stole and put it in his pocket.
No more.
A king of shreds and patches.
Save me. Hover o'er me with your wings, you heavenly gods.
What would your gracious figure...
Alas, he's mad.
Oh, say.
Do not forget, this visitation is but to whet thy almost blunted purpose. But look, amazement on thy mother sits. Speak to her, Hamlet.
How is it with you, lady?
Alas, how is it with you? That you do bend your eye on vacancy and with the incorporeal air do hold discourse. Whereon do you look?
Do you see nothing there?
Nothing at all, yet all that is, I see.
Or did you nothing hear?
No, nothing but ourselves.
Why, looky there. Look how it steals away.
This bodiless creation, ecstasy, is very cunning in.
Ecstasy? It is not madness that I have uttered. Mother, for love of grace, lay not that flattering unction to your soul that not your trespass but my madness speaks. Confess yourself to heaven. Repent what's past, avoid what is to come, but do not spread the compost on the weeds to make them rancor.
Oh, Hamlet, thou hast cleft my heart in twain.
Oh, throw away the worser part of it and live the purer with the other half. Good night. But go not to my uncle's bed. Assume a virtue if you have it not. Once more. And when you are desirous to be blessed, I'll blessing beg of you. I must be cruel, only to be kind. Thus bad begins, and worse remains behind.
Hamlet is banished. Ophelia, her father dead, her brother in France, goes out of her mind.
How should I your true love know from another one? By his cockle hat and staff, and his sandal shoon. He is dead and gone, lady, he is dead and gone. At his head a grass green turf, at his heels a stone. Pray you mark, white his shroud as the mountain snow, larded all with sweet flowers, which bewept to the grave did go, with true love showers. Pray, let's have no more words of this. But when I ask you what it means, say you this. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I am made at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and dupped the chamber door. Let in a maid that out a maid never departed more.
Poor Ophelia, divided from herself and her fair judgment.
Oh, this is the poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. Oh, Gertrude, Gertrude, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions.
Alack, what noise is this?
Where is this king? Oh, thou vile king, give me my father!
Calmly, good Laertes.
Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed? Let him go, Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
Let him demand his fill.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with. To hell allegiance. I'll be revenged most truly for my father.
Who shall stay you? Good Laertes, that I am guiltless of your father's death and am most sensibly in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment peer as day does to your eye.
Well, she before you tumbled me, you promised me to wait.
Now what noise is this?
He answered. So what I have done with my younger son.
Dry up my brain.
Let's not come to my bed.
Oh, Rose of May, dear maid, kind sister, sweet Ophelia. Oh, heavens, is possible a young maid's wits should be as mortal as an old man's life.
There's rosemary. That's for remembrance. Pray, old love, remember. There's pansies. That's for thoughts.
A document in madness, thoughts and remembrance fitted.
There's fennel for you and columbines. There's rue for you.
Oh.
And here's some for me. We may call it Herb of Grace Sundays. You may wear your rue with a difference. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. They say I made a good end, for Polly Sweet Robin is all my joy.
Hadst thou thy wits and didst persuade revenge, it could not move thine.
And will not come again, and will not come again. He is gone, and we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul. And on all Christian souls, I pray God. God be with you.
Do you see this, O God? By heaven, thy madness will be paid in weight till our scale turn the beam.
Who are these that would speak with me?
Seafaring men, my Lord Horatio. They say they have letters for you.
Let them come in.
God bless you, sir.
Let him bless thee, too. I do not know from what part of the world I should be greeted, if not from Lord Hamnet. These good fellows will bring thee where I am. Farewell. He that thou knowest thine, Hamnet. Come, direct me to him from whom you brought this letter.
Upon another's heels so fast they follow.
How now, sweet queen?
Your sister's drowned, Laertes.
Drowned?
Well, there is a willow grows aslant a brook that shows his hoar leaves in the glassy stream. There with fantastic garlands did she come, of crow flowers, nettles, daisies, and long purple. There on the pendant boughs her coronet weeds clambering to hang, an envious sliver broke when down her weedy trophies and herself fell in the weeping brook. Her clothes spread wide, and mermaid-like a while they bore her up, which time she chanted snatches of old tunes. But long it could not be, till that her garments, heavy with their drink, pulled the poor wretch from her melodious lay to muddy death.
Hamlet returns with Horatio. Passing a graveyard, they see a funeral procession approaching.
But soft a while. Here comes the king, the queen, the courtiers. Who is this they follow, and with such maimed rides? This doth betoken that the course they follow did with desperate hand foredo its own life. 'Twas of some estate. Couch we a while and mark.
What ceremony else?
Ah, that is Laertes, a very noble youth. Mark.
What ceremony else?
Her obsequies have been as far enlarged as we have warranty. Her death was doubtful. And but that great command or sways the order, she should in ground unsanctified been lodged till the last trumpet.
Lay her in the earth, and from her fair and unpolluted flesh may violets spring.
I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What? The fair Ophelia?
Sweet to the sweet, farewell. I hope thou shouldst have been my Hamlet's wife. I thought thy bride bed to have decked, sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Oh, treble woe fall 10 times double on that cursed head, whose wicked deed thy most ingenious sense deprived thee of. Hold off the erstwhile till I have caught her once more in mine arms!
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis?
This is I, Hamlet the Dane.
The devil take thy soul!
Thou prison unwell. I pray thee take thy fingers from my throat. Hold off thy hand.
Pluck them asunder!
Hamlet! Hamlet!
Gentlemen!
My lord, be quiet! Why, I will fight with him upon this theme until my eyelids will no longer wag.
Oh, my son, what theme?
I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not with all their quantity of love make up my sum. What wilt thou do for her?
Oh, he is madly at ease.
For love of God, forbear him.
Hear you, sir. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever. But it is no matter. Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew and dog will have his day.
The king plots the death of Hamlet. He arranges a duel for a wager between Hamlet and Laertes, and conspires with Laertes that his rapier shall have a poisoned tip. To make doubly sure, he prepares a cup of poisoned wine.
Come, Hamlet, come, and take this hand from me.
Give me your pardon, Laertes. I have done you wrong, but pardon it as you're a gentleman.
I do receive your offered love, like love, and will not wrong it.
I embrace it freely, and will this brother's wager frankly play. Give us the foils, come on.
Come, one for me.
I'll be your foil, Laertes. In mine ignorance, your skill shall, like a star in the darkest night, stick fiery off indeed.
You mock me, sir.
No, by this hand.
Give them the foils. Cousin Hamlet. You know the wager.
Very well, my lord. Your grace has laid the odds on the weaker side.
I do not fear it. I have seen you both. But since he is better, we have therefore odds. Yes.
This is too heavy. Let me see another.
This likes me well. These foils have all a length.
Aye, my good lord.
Set me the stoups of wine upon that table. If Hamlet give the first or second hit, the king shall drink to Hamlet's health. And in the cup, a jewel shall he throw, richer than that which 4 successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. Give me the cup. Now the king drinks to Hamlet. Come, begin. And you, the judges, bear a wary eye.
Come on, sir. What the judgment?
A hit, a very palpable hit.
Well, again.
Stay. Give me drink. Hamlet, this pearl is thine. Here's to thy health. Keep him the cup.
I'll play this bout first, set it by a while. Come. Another hit. What say you?
Touch, touch, I do confess.
Our son shall win.
Here, Hamlet, take my napkin, rub thy brows. The queen carouses to thy fortune, Hamlet.
Good madam.
Gertrude, do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon me.
It is the poisoned cup. It is too late.
I dare not drink yet, madam. By and by. Come, for the third, Laertes, you do but dally. I pray you, pass with your best violence. I am afeard you make a wanton of me.
Say you so? Come on. Have at you now!
Laertes stabs Hamlet, who disarms him and exchanges rapiers. Hamlet, in fury, stabs Laertes.
Part them! They are incensed!
Nay, come again.
Look to the queen there, ho!
They bleed on both sides. How is it, my lord?
How is Laertes? Why is it woodcock to mine own spring, Osric? I am justly killed with mine own treachery.
Oh!
How does the queen?
She swoons to see them bleed.
No, no, the drink, the drink! Oh, my dear Hamlet, the drink! The drink! I am
poison.
Villainy! Oh, let the door be locked. Treachery! Seek it out!
It is here, Hamlet. Hamlet, thou art slain. No medicine in the world can do thee good. The treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unbaited and envenomed. Thy mother's poison. There can be more. The king. The king's to blame.
The point. Envenomed, too. And venom to thy work! Here, thou incestuous, murderous, damned dame. Drink off this potion. Follow my brother.
Himself. Exchange forgiveness with me, noble Hamlet. Mine and my father's death come not upon thee, nor thine on me.
Heaven make thee free of it. I follow thee. I am dead, Horatio. Wretched queen, and you. Horatio, I am dead, thou livest. Report me and my cause aright to the unsatisfied. Oh, good Horatio, what a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, absent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain, to tell my story. The rest is silence.
Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.